Blog Talk Radio.
Again to another episode of Dubwise Talk. I am Judah Rahotep, your host, and I am pleased to be with you on this summer day here in Chicago. It got all the way up to a balmy 70 degrees, but yet we give thanks. The sun shined today for the first time, albeit it was a hazy sunshine. We had sun nonetheless, and we are brought to you, this show will be brought to you by Lalibela's Ethiopian Restaurant. They are located at 5633 North Ashland Avenue in Chicago, and Guvayan C. Samson and Haru, the owner and host of this fine establishment. You'll be so glad that you did. For an unforgettable dining experience, Lalibela's is my recommendation. And we are brought to you by Popcorn Haven. They are located in Cicero on the southwest side of Chicago. Popcorn Haven, that's right. They have 500 flavors for your palate. So I'm sure they have something for you. Go by and check out Popcorn Haven. And now let us welcome our beloved guest today, Sister Michaela, the rock artist with consciousness. How are you, Michaela?
Hey, I'm doing good. Thanks so much for having me.
You know, it is a pleasure, beloved. It is a pleasure. I took a look at your at your art, and I was a bit taken back by it at first glance. And then I listened to your lyrics, and I saw where your heart was, and it fits just nicely with what we do over here at Dubwise. Welcome aboard, beloved.
Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed. You're quite welcome. So where were you born, Michaela?
I was born in Indiana, but I've spent half of my life here in Charleston, South Carolina.
I see. They're having a few incidents there in South Carolina lately. Is that correct?
Yeah, you know, it's been a pretty tough time over here, and my heart definitely goes out to the families of the tragedies, senseless
yes.
tragedies, really, really awful. But I love that our city has come together instead of against each other. We just had a unity walk over here last weekend, and it was just amazing, the crowd.
That is very nice to hear. I am not all that in tune with television, but I have not seen any positive footage of the developments out of South Carolina. All I've ever seen was snippets of fires. So that's all I've seen.
These fires are terrible as well, and I hope that they get to the bottom of that. Yeah, I mean, it's just terrible news, and I wish they would put some of the positive stuff on there to, you know, help.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's certainly helping the families coming together and all the, you know, prayers and positive energy. And
yes,
yeah.
Indeed, sister, indeed. Well, that's what we're doing here. We can't allow other people to dictate where our passion is. Our passion is for the people who are suffering, and our passion is for the people who are uniting. So they can cover what they want to, and we'll talk about what we want to over here at Dubwise Talk.
Right.
Let's talk. Now let's get into your music. What did music do, or what part did music play in your home while growing up in Carolina?
Well, I came from a musical family, and so I started singing at a young age, about 5 years old. And so we traveled and sang across the country, and then, of course, throughout my school years, I did choir and sang the national anthem for dozens of football and basketball games. I did singing competitions, placed first in those, and music was just always a part of my life. And my parents knew what a passion I had for music. And they said, you know, if you really want to make a career in this business, you need to start writing your own music. So when I was about 10 years old, I started really writing. I can't imagine what kind of songs you can write at 10 years old.
But
I wrote, and I wrote every day at least a line, and was developing my craft.
Yeah.
Which brought me to my adult years. You know, I made a demo. I took all of my original songs, made a demo, and B2B Records picked it up. They liked what they heard and said, you know, if you are serious about this, you know, I'll work with you in the studio, and we'll cut some demos. So that's what we did, and we've been working on this for about 4 years now. and testing the waters with this new kind of sound.
Yeah. Well, let's get back to when you were developing in your home. So what were you listening to? Well, what were your parents listening to? Or who was singing in the house? Or who was playing what instruments in the house at that time?
Well, I grew up listening to the Beatles and REO Speedwagon. Those are my parents' two favorite bands. Led Zeppelin, you know, to the Beach Boys. And when I, you know, in my teenage years, Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera was real popular. So, of course, I listened to them and NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. But I always had a passion for rock music, and I loved Ozzy Osbourne and Joan Jett. She was a big inspiration for me. as far as musical instruments, my dad plays like everything, I swear. He plays piano, he plays guitar, tuba, you name it. And my mom also plays piano. And of course, we both sing as well. So, and I tried to learn. I learned as best as I could. I learned to play guitar and piano. Enough to write songs. I'm not very good, but I try.
Well, you have a beautiful personality, I can tell already, and that comes through in your music. And we'll be listening to a couple of your tunes shortly. Excuse me, but with your parents, what did they do with their music? Did they do anything professionally, or was it just a hobby?
Actually, B2D Records is my parents. My producer is my dad, Terry King. He's been in the music business since the 60s. He's played with the Chessmen, Paul Anka, Bobby Goldsboro. He was a studio musician in Nashville, and he's even performed at the Grand Ole Opry. So I have very big shoes to fill.
Oh, you have beautiful shoes to fill.
Yes, exactly. I think with his 60s background mixed with my modern sound, we've kind of created our own new sound, you know, as you can tell by these songs. It gives you that feel for that old school classic rock. And something that we do that's very different is most studios use the quantizing and the pitch correction melodyne. We keep it very raw. We don't use any
organic.
Of that. Yeah, it's organic, and it's the term is humanizing. So you can actually really feel that music, that emotion. So I think that's very unique to us, giving us that edgy garage band sound.
That is amazing. So what studio do you guys use?
We have our own studio here at Vision to Destiny Records.
And your dad is the engineer as well?
Yes. Amazing producer. We also have an assistant producer, Bruce, we call him, and my producer is also CEO of B2B Records. We're small, but we're mighty.
As you know, if your heart is in the right place, which is in harmony with all beautiful things, which is life, you're in harmony with that, you'll do some very nice things. You know, you will make an impact. You're making an impact, you know. Tell us about how you have adapted your persona on the stage, the way you dress. Talk about that.
Can you repeat that? I was kind of cutting out here a little bit.
I'm sorry. The way you dress to promote yourself, how many different personalities do you show in promoting yourself? I can see two at least.
You know, I have a really nice side, and then I have that real edgy side, and I think that you have to have that balance. You know, the harmony of the universe is based on those 2 degrees. So I do, you know, try to meet somewhere in the middle. I was obviously inspired by Joan Jett and her leather pants and leather jacket look. That's that real rocker chick look. And then I also have my other side, which is very, you know, kind of preppy, but on stage it's mainly just the leather and all that. But I, you know, I'm a girl. I like dresses as well.
You are a very attractive lady, I might add, as well as talented.
Oh, thank you.
Indeed, you are. At this time, we're going to take a listen to this tune that you call Quick Rick, and then we're going to talk about with Kayla. Quick Rick. Could you tell us the backstory to that song? We want to know how it came about.
I always say that this song is like if ZZ Top met Miranda Lambert and they had a love child, then he would be named Quick Rick. I love to write songs that tell a story. And yeah. What actually inspired me to write this was a new Western TV series that I've been cast in. You know, the old West type of stuff, you know, outlaws, no rules, and, you know, Quick Rick may be a bad and dangerous, but the tables get turned on him by a smart female. Watch out for this.
Now, is that like... a representation of reality? Who is Quick Rick in your life?
I really try not to write about my personal life, but they like stories that I make up in my head, and I'm full of them. I have a great imagination.
That is a
but you never know.
That's right. That's what is so beautiful about art. You really never know. You can only make conjecture, you know.
Exactly.
So what is your sign? What is your astrological sign?
I'm a Pisces. Can you tell?
My God, that is so beautiful. That it shows that you are truly an artist and you are true to yourself. And it's beautiful.
Absolutely. I fit the profile, don't I?
Yes, you do. Indeed, you are quite an artist. Let's talk about the musicians on that song quickly.
My producer, he arranges all of my music. So everything that you hear on that is my producer, Terry King. He is amazing.
And he plays all the instruments, so he uses a synthesizer workstation.
No, he plays all of the music himself.
Oh,
it's amazing. I am just in all of that because, you know, he can hear all these different parts. And,
yeah.
You know, I can't do that, let alone recreate it from my head to an instrument.
That is a wonderful
job. I don't know what I would do without him, that's for sure.
Indeed, indeed. Hold on to that guy. Let's listen to this song here. Let's listen to the song called I Hate Myself. Let me say that again. I hate myself.
I hate myself for loving you. That's my Joan Jett cover. Tribute to her because I love her so much.
Indeed, indeed. We'll talk about her when we get right back with Michaela. And I hate myself for loving you.
Yeah.
I hate myself for loving you. This has to be a very interesting backstory. Do tell.
Well, this is a cover song by Joan Jett, and she is one of my favorite women rockers. She came up in the time when women just were not accepted in rock and roll, and she pushed through it, and now she's a legend. So I had to make a tribute to her.
Yes, indeed. It's a very powerful song. Very powerful song. And I would assume it's the same artist on there doing all of the instrumentation as well.
Yes.
I see.
Same very, always. We're a great team.
Indeed, sister, indeed. If you have a winning formula, you don't change it. Before we go, would you kindly give your contact information and your email address and your website.
Absolutely. If you guys would like to check out my music, go to v2drecords.com, and that's V with the number 2drecords.com. I am also on social media, of course, facebook.com/rockandmichaela13, on Twitter at rockandmichaela13, Instagram at rockandmichaela, YouTube, check out my brand new video for Revolution, youtube.com/rockandmichaela.
Let me tell you, do check out that video. It's off the charts. I checked it out, and I was very, very impressed. Very well done, goddess. Listen, can you come back for another episode down the road?
That would be so great. I look forward to it. Thank you so much for having me on, and happy 4th of July to everybody.
Thank you. Listen, have your fans follow my show, and you do as well. Follow the show. When you listen to the episode, it will be ready in about 5-10 minutes. When you see the follow button, hit that follow button and instruct your fans to do as well. And I will be talking
Absolutely.
With you down the road, beloved. Give thanks to me, Kayla.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
You now. Peace now. Peace. We'll be right back.